Welcome to the Best People We Know radio show. This is where you'll meet experts and celebrities who share their success secrets with you to help you be your most successful best too. Your host, Deb Scott, is a certified professional coach at Discover the Amazing You Coaching and author of the award-winning motivational book, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up. The Best People We Know radio show brings you powerful resources, effective ideas, and transformational tools you can use to educate, inspire, and motivate you to be your most purposeful, peaceful, happy best. So get ready to experience mind vitamins to feed your whole soul. Good change is about to happen. The Best People We Know radio show. Here's your host, Deb Scott.
Well, good morning to all the best people I know. That's definitely you. That would be us, loving us, feeling the love through the airwaves. Just want to thank you for joining us today. This is a special show. I think it's for women of all ages. So don't be thinking that if you're in your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, or even 60s that this show isn't for you, because it is. Because this show is about women helping each other. And that is what we are about. Our whole theme here in belief in this show is it's all about we help each other. And our guest today, Brenna Smith, has definitely done that and is continuing to do that. She is president, founder of, and CEO of SheNow.org. I just want to remind you before I read her beautiful bio and bring her on air to share her shine with us today, I want to remind you that if you go to my website, greenskyandbluegrass.com, on the right-hand side, you can get a listing of all of our great guests for the month. And we are actually booked now so many months in advance, I can't believe it. And I know who's coming, and you don't want to miss out on the opportunity. So sign up for my little Mind Vitamin newsletter, and you'll get that at the top of the month so that you don't miss out. And then you can always download our shows on iTunes, and you can listen here on BTR as well. And we are, let's see, over 38,000 listeners now. So thank you for helping us make a difference in the world, because that is why we are here, right? Okay, well, let's meet a lady who's doing that for sure, Brenna Smith. You might have seen her on Forbes, Yahoo Voices, Western North Carolina Woman, Self-Aid Success Stories, the magazine Amazing Women Rock, The Career Effect, My Girlfriends, and so many more. And why? Because she has a story to tell that the world needs to hear. Brenna's creating a community for women who want to focus on their adventures and lives first. She wants young women to use their 20s and 30s to help create a better, more successful, and healthier future for living. Whether it's to get married now or down the road, meet a nice man, have a baby, you know, it's all okay. And you don't have to have these things in your life to define you as a woman, to make you complete. Marriage, what's the rush? Have a little fun first. This is a quote from Brenna. I believe women provide themselves with the time to explore their own strengths, possibilities, feelings, motivations, wants, and needs. Women should have the freedom to choose to marry, or they should do so from a powerful, informed, and free place to avoid any pressure from society and family to be married now. She's using her mentorship program to help women who have been a little bit more experienced in the world, to help women in their younger age. She's a bridge, a beautiful bridge to bring all people together. You have to go to her website. She's absolutely phenomenal. That would be at www.shenow.org. She now, all one word, S-H-E-N-O-W dot, and it's org. So make sure you put the org in there. And it is a privilege and pleasure to welcome this star in the sky, Brenna Smith. How are you, Brenna?
Deb, thank you so much. I'm excellent. And I'm blushing. You're so nice. Thank you.
Hey, you know, this show is all about bringing people that are authentic, walk in their talk, that really have a passion and a sincere dedication to, you know, share their wisdom and their knowledge and their strengths to help other people, you know, release their strengths and be their best. And I know that you're doing that. I've been following you for a while, and it's been a pleasure to speak with you in the past, and I'm really excited because you know, at first glance, it seems, well, this show is just only going to be for women in their 20s and 30s. And yes, it is. But you also are doing something brilliant. You're creating mentorship for women so that all women of all ages can come together, pool their resources, and be their best. So tell us a little bit more about She Now, its mission, and what you're doing with it.
Yes, definitely. So, like you said, it is for women of all ages, and you and I have talked about this before, that we just can't make all the mistakes ourselves. So I definitely am talking to the young at heart and women who I say who have been there and done that. But She Now is really a mindset and a movement, and we're all about female empowerment and information. So we really want women to be emotionally, physically, psychologically, and financially whole and independent, really be able to stand on their own two feet given any circumstance. And so at She Now, we are encouraging women to delay marriage in order to kind of have those adventures and travel and start those businesses, see the world, chase their dreams, you know, and accomplish some of those bucket list items. And so we're trying to break those stereotypes surrounding women and marriage. And the community is really there to give guidance, advice, tips, and tricks. And there's really nothing else out there like this with this specific message for women. And we are just adding a face and a name to something that is statistically already happening. So it's very exciting.
Yeah, and I can see why you're getting a lot of media attention in some of the high-profile media sources, because this is a unique concept. And I really, you know, I know that there's going to be questions, so if somebody wants to call in and speak with Brenna or you have a friend, get on the line. This is definitely the girlfriend show of all ages.
Oh, yes.
347-637-1318, 347-637-1318. And I just opened the chat room. We were having little problems with that, so I apologize. But you can get in there and type your questions for Brenna as well. So, you know, I'd love for you to just tell a little bit, before we get into the specifics and the statistics, just tell me how you actually started She Now, because we have a lot of entrepreneurs listening to this show. And I think what's inspirational about you is not only what you're doing, and it's how you're doing it. It's the who, what, where, why, how. There's so many components to this that are for everyone, because you are a young entrepreneur. So tell us how this all started.
Well, really, it comes down to finding a need. And then this wonderful woman I know named Deb Scott once told me, don't wait. And so I found this need, and I'm not going to sit around and wait for somebody else to fill it. I have to do it myself. So I remember it was 8 years ago. I was the age of 22, and I was having a conversation with my friend, and she drew out all of her wedding plans, you know, the location, the dress, the food, the bridesmaids, all of those things. But the kick is she wasn't even dating anyone. And so that was definitely a clicking moment for me where I realized as women, we kind of might still have a problem in society. We're focusing on all the wrong things when we should be focusing on the most important thing, which is ourselves. And so I started doing research, and I found that no matter how high I climbed in my corporate career, no matter where I went in the world, no matter how much money I made them, I was still always getting these questions of, why aren't you married yet? And all those stereotypical things. And what I found was the older I got, then people started assuming something was wrong with me. So I did lots of research and was trying to find communities and support. And I found kind of three main groupings of support. The first being how to fix yourself to find a man, which I think is just ridiculous. That's not what I'm saying at all. The second grouping was how to be alone. Well, that's not what I'm saying either. And then the third grouping was this book, and it was saying that everything that you're doing in your 20s is to have a more successful marriage. And I say, no, everything that you do in your 20s is to have a more successful you, whether you get married or not. We are not defined by marriage. We are not defined by children. So I really just saw this need. There was nothing out there. And 8 years later, after lots of research and lots of mistakes and fumbling around, I finally was able to pull everything together, develop this website, draw out plans, pull in the right people to help me build the website, make the right connections, and get SheNow off the ground.
Mm. Wow. And, you know, you're so articulate. I mean, brilliant. And it is true. There does seem to be three groups. It's either fix yourself, there's something wrong with you, or,
yep.
you know, learn how to be alone, or, well, you know, is it okay to be who you are and know that that is a really important mission and that you're not having to be defined by your children or your husband. I mean, I think that these are three areas that anybody listening can relate to. And again, I'm going to bring it back to younger people, but also older people. You know, there's a lot of women. I have a lot of friends. And as we've spoken, you know, I'm in my later 40s here. And yes, I've been engaged twice, but I had a really busy career traveling all over the world and doing so many amazing things in cardiac surgery. It was one of those things that just didn't happen to me, but it could still happen. And I have a dear friend that just got married at 49. And, you know, she's feeling okay in her own skin suit, and it's all right. But I think that society has that stigma, and you're giving people a place to go that's filled with inspiration and all sorts of, you know, new ways of thinking. You have some statistics that I find just fascinating. Can you share some of these statistics that you have?
Yes, definitely. So the first thing that we need to realize, Pew Research just came out with some statistics back in December. So these are the most recent. They found that barely half of all the adults in the United States, which is a record low, are currently married. And that, to me, is a fascinating statistic. And in 1960, 72% of all adults ages 18 and older were married, 72%. Today, there's just 51%. So,
wow.
Part of this, yeah, I know. The world is changing. You know, we have cohabitation now, single person household, single parenthood, increase in divorce rates, those kinds of thing. And what we find interesting is that the decline, while it has occurred among all age groups, the most dramatic is among young adults. So just 20% of adults ages 18 to 29 are married, compared to 59% in 1960. So it's gone from 59% to 20% for people ages 18 to 29.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
That is just
amazing statistics. And, you know, so you're, what would you tell people these statistics are saying? How does that relate to people listening right now? What do you think that are a couple of the takeaways that you'd like to share from those numbers?
Well, I have interpreted a little bit different message from these numbers. Now, basically, I mean, a lot of it can be attributed to recession, more people and more women in higher education, not just college, but extended and getting their doctorates or masters, which is also delaying marriage. And I personally, so what I did, I've taken these statistics and I also pulled in stuff from the U.S. Census Bureau, and I came up with what I call the 5%. And to me, 5% is not a good number. And let me explain that. So how I get this 5%, right now the life expectancy is 80 years of age. And we're talking general across the United States for women, 80 years. So 1 to 18, well, that really belongs to your parents, your first 18 years. You live in their house, you eat their food, you live where they tell you to live, all of those kinds of things. And then if you're the average female from 18 to 22, you're in college. You're probably still reporting to your parents. You might be having a credit card under their name or reporting, have to check in with them and see your grades. So that belongs to your parents and a little bit of the educational institution. So then the median age at first marriage right now is 26.5 for women, which is the highest it's ever been. So in theory, you're married from 26 until 80. So 67% of your life belongs to your husband and your children, because for the rest of your life, once you're married, every decision you make now has to include them. So what does that leave for you? It leaves from 22 to 26, that's 5% of your life, to live where you want to live, have the job you want to have, play how you want to play, do what you want to do, all those things. And I just say 5% is not enough. What's the rush?
I love your message. 5% is not what's the rush. And you know, the other component of this, which I think you really resonate with in a profound way, is you have to get along with yourself first before
yes.
you're going to be able to get with anybody else. So the media, we're so bombarded with the wedding of the century with Kim Kardashian, and you know, it's all about the day rather than the relationship, rather than realizing that the other person in your life should be complimenting you and not completing you, because you really need to get along with yourself and know who you are before you can expect other people to do that with you. And I think that part of your message that is so freeing is saying, you know what? It's okay. You're doing yourself a favor. You're doing your future spouse, if that's your choice, a favor by really discovering who you are and what you're about in that time, which is, you know, hopefully longer than 5%, but at least 5%.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be better for yourself, and if you get married, your children, your spouse, and all that. But otherwise, it's just a time bomb ready to go off. It's just a divorce waiting to be happened. It's just a whole other, you know, transfer. It's just a shell game of problems. And what you're saying is go out there and do those things now. Be who you are now. Live in that she now moment. And then the other things will be that much better that you also want, but you'll be doing the right thing for the right reason and not because society's telling you you must do this. And I would love if you could share with people right now, if you could, you know, give us some top, maybe five things that you think every woman should do before getting married so that they can be their best and live an awesome life, which is all what it's about, right, Brenner?
Yes.
It's about being your best, sharing your shine, and bringing other people into your light rather than under your black cloud. You know, you want to be...
Yes.
Feeling good, and it comes from the inside out. So what are five things that you want every woman to do before getting married?
Yes, yes, I agree with you. I mean, every woman sharing and experiencing and living their life and, like you said, giving out your shine rather than underneath a dark, scary cloud of thunderstorms. So I would say the first thing is I really want women to be financially stable. I want every woman to be able to land on their own two feet should something happen. I would love that you're going to marry someone and it's going to be happily ever after and roses and kisses and chocolate. But life happens. And we need, as women, not to be blindsided by the fact that life does happen. There is divorce, there's death, there's illnesses, and you as a woman need to be able to land on your feet. I want you to get an education or a trade that you can fall back on. Maybe ultimately you want to be a stay-at-home mom, and that's okay. Have something to fall back on. Two perfect examples from my own life. My mother, all she ever wanted to do was be a stay-at-home mom. She did not go to college. It was part of the time back then. But she did not go to college. Well, she did end up getting divorced, and my father passed away. So she ended up with four children, no formal education. We struggled to get by and to keep a roof over our heads. Now, how would her life be different had she had a trade or gone to college? Another perfect example is my sister, whose husband came down with MS. Both of those instances you cannot predict. I know we like to think that things won't happen to us, but why not be prepared? And so my sister, again, no formal education to fall back on. Her husband is bedridden, and she has two children and is barely squeaking by. So put yourself in the right place should something happen. So I want, again, get an education, know how to handle money and make financial decisions, and be able to depend on you if it were to come to that.
Wow.
So,
you know, that's such a good, you know, it's really important that you bring that to the table first, I think, because so many marriages are broken from financial statistics. And what you're saying is, you know, hey, be okay on your own. Don't be getting married because you think somebody's going to be taking care of you for the rest of your life. Go out and know that you're okay on your own. And those examples, thank you for sharing those very personal examples with us because, you know, that's real life for all of us.
It is very real life. Really, the only person that's going to be with you forever is you.
And funny how that works out, huh?
I know.
I love that. People say, well, you know, I've been married like 3 or 4 times and it never works out. And it's like, okay, but here's the thing. What's the common denominator in all 4 of those marriages, okay? I mean, you have to kind of at some point say, if I want to be part of the solution, I have to boldly look at where I've been part of that problem, correct that, and then everything else will fit. It's that old salt only hurts on an open wound. You know, clean the wound up, heal that on yourself first, and it won't matter if somebody's throwing the salt at you. It won't matter what's coming at you. You'll be okay. And, you know, I love your examples with that. So that's our first step. What's number two?
Number two is finding yourself, which we actually talked about a little bit earlier, but I really want women to take the time to figure out who they are. And I'm talking about separate from their partner because too many women end up taking on their partner's hobbies and likes because they really just haven't taken the time to discover who they are on their own. So that goes back to your talking about not being complete. So I want women to maybe go on a pilgrimage and make sure there are political and physical and psychological obstacles along the way, or write in a journal and make a bucket list and, you know, really learn how to be alone and figure out who they are. Mm-hmm. And it's like you said, it's amazing that some of us aren't complete. We aren't whole people. And I actually interviewed another woman for my website, and she said, you know, it's so romantic to say, I found my other half or he completes me, but it's really dysfunctional when you think about it. You want to be two complete whole people that complement each other, not two halves kind of absorbing each other's likes and dislikes and trying to figure out along the way.
Hmm. Very good, very good. Okay, what would be next on the list that you'd like to share?
I went
1 and 2, 3.
Yeah, number 3, live outside of your comfort zone. Ideally, I'm talking about moving to a different city. Maybe a lot of women grow up and live in the same city or around the same suburbs or something that they've been in their whole life. So ideally, if you're able, I would say move away for a couple years. Maybe it's a location you thought, oh, I've always wanted to live in L.A. or New York or Chicago or something. Just get out of your bubble. You'll meet new people, experience a new side of your life and yourself. And, you know, if moving is not an option, maybe there are financial restraints, you can get out of your bubble in other ways. You know, travel to towns near you that you've never visited, or go to a different restaurant or a bar. We always go to the same places and order the same food. Try new places and visit museums, or if you don't usually go to museums, start going to them. If you've never been to an opera, go to it. All of these things will start to expand and challenge you and your beliefs and kind of mold you into a new person. And I think that it's so important for us not to just live in this little bubble of comfortableness. That's a word. And there's a quote I like, and I don't know who it's by, but it says, life begins at the end of your comfort zone. And I think that's so true.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I love quotes. We both love quotes. It's just you know, the best people we know. It's one of those things. Everybody loves quotes. But, you know, you really, really encourage people to go out and discover who they are. And, you know, there's a different environment. I know that traveling is one of the greatest ways to know that you're not alone. All people are so similar, speaking different languages, and all of those things that we have as human beings, you know, the desire to be loved, the desire to be whole, the desire to be happy. And those things come out when we travel, and we find out that we're a lot stronger than we think. I love that this is probably my most favorite part, if I could have a favorite part, of your organization and your mission. Because I think, you know, today with social media, look at this, look at our show. I mean, people are listening to you on different continents around the world and downloading 24/7. I mean, you know, it's like everybody's life is being recorded now. But getting with somebody face-to-face, and getting out of that comfort zone, and, you know, travel is such a great way to do that and discover things that you couldn't discover in any other way. You know, the different environment that things will grow in. They won't grow in a cold environment, but they'll grow in a warm environment. You know, and you're saying, hey, let's get you in some different environments and see what comes up, because you might be surprised. You may be able to do things you never thought or imagined you could do. Isn't that what you're saying?
Yeah, and you actually just gave a perfect intro to part number four, which is travel and have adventures. So that was a perfect setup, and you didn't even know it. But yes, I'm talking girls' trips and solos trips, and when you're on these things, get those crazy adventures out of you. Scuba dive, skydive, eat strange foods that you don't actually know what you're putting in your mouth. I mean, that's kind of a scary thought, but you're right. And you actually mentioned this in our interview, how you said different climates grow different things. It's the same thing with people. And I think that was a great message that you shared. And so I'm saying, yeah, go on those solo trips. And yes, you can go on them while you're married. But, and again, you said this quote, Deb, is single people shouldn't be acting married, and married people shouldn't be acting single. And I think that is great, a great example, because, yes, you can go on solo trips while you're married, but it's different. You can go on girls' trips while you're married, but it's different. So travel. Go on those trips. Have all those adventures. Be wild and crazy and dance in the pale moonlight before you get married. There's actually these women called the Lost Girls World is their website, and it was these three friends. They were all 28, approaching marriage and management positions, and they kind of started to realize, is this what we want, or is this what we think we should want? So they made a pact, and for a year they saved money, and then they quit their jobs, put all their stuff in storage, put their relationships on hold, and then traveled around the world for a year, 60,000 miles. I think they went to almost every continent. And what an amazing, for an entire year of traveling and seeing the world and volunteering, talk about a life-changing experience. And how different, if even possible, would that have been had they been married?
Wow. That's an interesting story. You just have all sorts of resources. You are connected, I'm telling you. The out-of-the-box thinker herself. We're going to give you that crown for sure. Okay, are we missing one more? Is there one more that you have?
One more. So the last thing that I would like for all women to do before getting married is make a pre-wedding bucket list.
A pre-wedding bucket list. Okay, we're going to have to write that one down.
So I actually offer suggestions on Twitter and Facebook, and we've just started a new forum to have it on there on our website at shenow.org. But I want women to really write down the things that you want to accomplish in your life. Things that you would just be completely brokenhearted by if you never accomplished. And then I want you to make a promise to yourself and to the future you that you will not walk down the aisle until you do them. And again, I'm not saying don't date while you're doing them. Just don't tie the knot. And there's another quote talking about how much we love quotes. It says, the regrets for the things that we did do can be tempered by time. It's the regret for the things we didn't do that's inconsolable. So just make a promise to yourself so that nothing gets in the way, life doesn't happen, and you really get those things done that you want to get done.
Well, and you know, such great advice, and I am just overwhelmed, and just, you are so scintillating. You have such wisdom for being so, I mean, really for your age, you have wisdom beyond your years, and I think you're trying to bring people into that fold with your She Now community, and I know you're doing that brilliantly. But, you know, it's amazing how you have really tapped into learning from other people, and I was wondering if you could share a little bit about some of the things that, well, people will see in your website, but also you're really big in advocating mentorships. And I love your humility and your sparkle and your shine when you talk about this community and what everybody's doing to help everybody else. And I just really, I've got to tell everybody, go to shenow.org and you'll see what we're going to be talking about, and you'll see for yourself because the visual says it all. But speak to those points.
Yes, definitely. So I think that mentorship, being a mentor and having a mentor is so important. And I truly believe that we cannot make, like I said earlier, we cannot make all the mistakes ourselves. And you need to learn from other people what they did well and what they shouldn't have done. I mean, I know that, yes, you learn from your own mistakes, but there are people out there walking different paths in life that are going to approach things and see things differently than you ever could or would have the opportunity to. And so absorb that. And I try to really, in every interaction that I have, in every person that I meet, in every story that I hear and read, I really am trying to absorb from it some message, something that I can learn and take away and change my life with, because that's what it's kind of all about, helping each other and learning from each other. And I really think that when women take each other by the hand and help each other out, we are unstoppable. I always joke and I say, watch out, guys, we're taking over. Because just, you know, girl power, female power, it's just, it is such a great, great thing. And what I love, you know, since I've started She Now, is I've had wonderful women like you on there and interviews and women who have given me advice on what to do with the site and how to even start it. And it's just amazing because I think with women, we're such nurturers that we can't help but want to help each other succeed, whereas maybe with men, it might be a little more competitive. I've asked some guys to help, and I get less help than I do with women who are open-armed, ready to offer me any advice. And I think it's important for us to give back as well.
Well, you are really you are definitely a blessing, and you are doing all of that. Your website, I have to say, is phenomenal. It's very well done. It's got a lot of color. It's like going on a little vacation. So if you have to fit a travel plan in on one of Brenna's top five, you could just travel to her website right now and make sure you sign in for her community and join it. Because I love your graphics, your visuals. I mean, you really engage all of the five senses, and you ask questions that get really good answers. I think part of the problem is we don't take the time to ask ourselves these questions. So how can we expect to have an answer? And, you know, talking about the people that you have, your blogs, the activity, the featured woman, the partners, the forums, you ask a lot of questions. And I think that's why you're so successful. You have good questions. You're a good coach. That's what coaches are supposed to do, ask good questions. Tell people about your community and when they sign up, some of the benefits they're going to have. And it's free, so go ahead and sign up now. But let's bring people to the next level. They've been listening to you. They're really excited about the She Now mission. They really, you know, want to support what you're doing, be part of this momentum, gain the benefits. Tell us what they're going to get when they go to shenow.org and join your community.
Yes, I will definitely. Okay, so the first thing you're going to get is that you can connect with other women. And again, it's women of all ages. And only people who are members have access to member profiles. You can network with other professionals. You can find mentors or mentees, because it talks about people list their job information. And you can really just discover other inspirational women in maybe even in your area, make some new friends, find out where people live, obviously not their address, but city. And we have the forums, which we just started, I think, 2 days ago. So they're definitely ready to have some discussions going on them. And we also have the activity page, which is only for members. And this is where you can post and read about issues, pressures, maybe ask questions or give tips for and on all aspects of just kind of being a woman in today's times. And you could be featured. So if there is a woman out there who has a story to share, contact us. Send an email to info@shenow.org and let us know, because I think, again, every woman has a story to share and a lesson to teach the younger generation. And I really want to get that out there. And then eventually, excuse me, what I would love to do, I really have big plans. I definitely want this to just be a worldwide movement and community. I would love to get involved helping young women. Maybe it's getting into college through scholarships or you know, just really get them out there starting their own lives and having those adventures, and maybe it's helping them start businesses through loans and grants and holding events and networking and all those kinds of things. So we're really at the ground floor of the potential for She Now, and it's really very exciting.
It is exciting, and I just want to share with listeners some of the categories you can look forward to, really learning about. I mean, you have career now, friends now, health now, live now, money now, music now. You have a lot of quizzes and polls and surveys. I mean, you really are on the pulse, I think, of who women are today around the world. But I also think, again, and maybe – you know, maybe it's because I am in that over 40 crowd. I just see this being a focus and a central theme for young women, but for everybody. I mean, how many people do I know, or somebody out there listening, you know, maybe this is your daughter. Maybe this is your niece. Maybe this is a friend. You know, take this show. Send it to them for free. Connect with Brenna at info@shenow.org. Go to the website. Get involved. And, you know, I'm a big believer, and one of the things I had in my book was, you know, be a two-minute volunteer. And my theory is, in my existence that I've learned, is the only way to receive something is to give what you want. If you want more love in your life, go give somebody some love. If you want somebody to help you, go help them. And you give everybody an opportunity to help any woman, to help another woman. The guy should be out there doing that too, but that's okay. We'll be woman power right now. But really, this is something that doesn't take any time. Everybody needs to do to know that you're not alone, and everybody needs what you have. And if you don't give it, who will? You know,
exactly.
And that's a big void. That is a big void that is lost. And I think the tragedy is that people don't realize how much they have to offer. But going to your community, reading your blog, looking at the things, you know, you say, wow, you know, I could answer that question, or, you know what, I feel that way, or, you know, I've read some of your blogs, and it's like, yeah, that's me. I can see that. Yes, I want to tell a younger woman that that is true. Brenna is right, you know. Do it now.
Exactly.
It's so much.
Exactly. And, you know, sometimes the greatest opportunities arise not when we're helping ourselves, but instead when we're helping others. And every woman has a different perspective and a different story on things. And so getting that out there is just important and amazing to be able to help younger generations. And important.
Yes. Very, very. I mean, the work you're doing. And, you know, really breaking the stereotypes, you know. What else do you think it's going to take to break the stereotypes? Because I think it's really a tragedy when a talented young woman could possibly think that they are going to be defined by, you know, who they're married to, or it really gets down to the entire image of, you know, weight and these airbrushed models and all of that. And when we look at these reality shows, you know, they're so over the top that sometimes people can get misled by the truth. And you know, you really want people to get the truth of what living is all about and being their best. Do you think the media, I mean, what do you think are some of the causes? Because you have a lot of the cures and the antibiotics at shenow.org, but what are some of the things that you want people to let go of? Because I think part of the issue that you give is, okay, you've got to do these new things, but you have to let go of these other things as well.
Well, I think a big part of it is, it's going to take time, but as women, we need to stop putting that pressure on other women. There were many, many times where other women are actually the cause of the most pressure as to why you're not married. And I think that that is something that really needs to change. But it's really kind of deep-rooted into our society, and it's going to take time. For example, think about all the Disney movies. You know, as a young child, as a young girl, you watch Disney movies. I think Ariel was 16 when she met Eric and the Little Mermaid. So she was
between
16 and 18 when she gets married. And you think about, I don't know, at Sleeping Beauty, I think it was she was 18. And all those movies seem to end up with the prince and the wedding. And, you know, so of course, as children, we're handed baby dolls and a play kitchen. And we dream about making this food and this baby and our husband's coming home. Well, think about little boys and they're playing army and police. Do you think at the end of their play day they come home to their little girlfriend in the playhouse with the kitchen? No, they're not given that same mindset. And so I think maybe as mothers, an important thing that could help transform that is, yeah, let them play house, that's fine. But also encourage them to play office or lawyer or judge or doctor or, you know, those were things that we played as children, not just house. And so I think that would kind of start to have an early ingrained message in young women that, yeah, let's play a future career you might want to be. And then to your reality show point, well, I just don't watch reality shows. It's a train wreck. I know we all want to watch them, but I really think it's no fun to have a responsible woman on there, apparently. Nobody would watch a show that's all about really amazing, strong, powerful women. They want to see train wrecks. And I think that's wrong, and maybe we need to get some more reality shows out there that are true. Also, something to remember is that a lot of the reality shows are actors.
And yeah.
I hate to break people's bubbles, but I've actually been sent auditions for reality shows. I know that they are actors, especially, I don't want to say which ones, but there are many of them that it's not even real. So
Brenna, I am seeing a TV show in your future. I think that everybody, we're all going to be, all right, we're going from the website to the TV to, you know, we're just going to just
you
really
can be my
start a whole new movement here. You are really a catalyst for all things good. And I just love your message. I love what you're about. I'm looking at the time, and I'm so sad. You're going to have to come back again because there's so many other questions that I had for you, but we're out of time. And, you know, this is just an appetizer for, you know, a real celebration that you offer people. I mean, if you want to get your appetite satisfied, you got to join She Now and be part of it. And, you know, if you're going to be cursing the darkness, don't be doing that if you're not going to bring in some light. You know,
exactly.
We complain about we don't like the way things are, but we have to take that responsibility to bring it into action. And it doesn't have to be, you know, a major mountain, a little grain of sand. A lot of them create a beautiful beach. So let's all of us right now listening, share the show with a friend, connect with Brenna, and be part of this movement that she's created. It's a real blessing, and you need to bless it too. And we can't do it alone. We need each other, right?
Yes. Yes, definitely. Very well said. You're going to be my co-host on the future TV show.
We'll get an Elizabeth Hamilton with the best ever you. She's like a mirror image of you, a little bit older you. It's like between the two of you, you can cover all of life. It's just so funny. And I always look at things as, you know, what is the gift? What's the lesson? And we meet people for a reason. And you know, Brenna, you're just such a beautiful jewel in the crown of living. And I think that God has given you a real gift for this project, and it's not an accident that someone's listening today. So if you're feeling like, you know, I just broke up with, you know, Harry, Fred, whatever, you know, all that stuff, or you're going to be alone, or what is it? Hey, you know what? This show is for you. Go to She Now and connect with Brenna. So let everybody hear one more time how to connect with you, and we'll definitely be having you back because I love, love, love your message.
Thank you so much. Yes, so if you want to be featured, or if you actually were even doing a call for contributors, if people want to write for the website, you can send an email to info@shenow.org. And also, if you just want to check out the site, shenow.org, and we have links to Twitter and Facebook on there so we can connect and follow and friend each other as well. And really get on there. Come meet me. I am very active on the site and love to connect with everyone personally. And so I want to hear your story and I want to share your story.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. Well, the little blog talk lady's telling me I've got 60 seconds to say goodbye.
Ah.
So connect with Brenna and remember that you are who you associate with. So one of the quickest ways to be person you want to be is to surround yourself with those people who have already done or are doing what you want to have. And Brenna Smith is absolutely a person that you need to connect with in this life. So do it now. Don't wait. You're worth it. And be sure to join us next Tuesday for our next show. And we will see you. Yes, we will see you next Tuesday. What else did I need to say? Oscar Wilde. We always close with Oscar. Be yourself because everybody else is already taken. Go out and make it a great day. Thanks for being a blessing, and we love
you. Thank you for listening to the Best People We Know radio show with your host, Deb Scott. For more on Deb and her guests, plus her award-winning guidebook to transformation, The Sky is Green and the Grass is Blue, Turning Your Upside-Down World Right Side Up, go to Deb's website, greenskyandbluegrass.com. You can also connect with Deb for coaching or speaking and sign up for Deb's free Mind Vitamin newsletter while you're there. So now, you're one step closer today to your greatness. We look forward to being with you next time on the Best People We Know radio show.